coming up on All Access.
Thanksgiving, prime time.
Get it going.
Myers left wide open at the 30, 35, 40, 45. Down the sideline and in for a touchdown.
That was beautiful.
Our head coach, Bill Belichick, is only one of eight coaches in the history of the NFL to win his 200th game. So I'm very honored to win.
Michael Holman, I knew he was a very special time. In those 4 years, we had a chance of coaching him because he was a very excellent football player and a better person.
Certainly Tannehill has done a good job for him and very smart. He can definitely handle the game. Certainly understands what they're trying to do, what they're looking for, and trying to get the team in the right place.
You catch fish, it's like, to me, winning the game. It's satisfying because it's, you know, what we like to do.
So we're going to catch a fish.
It was a holiday to remember as the Patriots are giving thanks to a very generous host. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burke. It's hard to believe the road will be paved with as many good intentions in Miami this week, which has traditionally been a very difficult place to play. We'll introduce you to the new-look Dolphins later, but we begin the show with a holiday treat, a look back at the sights and sounds of the win over the Jets, which just happened to be the 200th win in the coaching career of Bill Belichick.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
Thanksgiving, prime time. It's gonna be a show. Watch
now. Everybody tonight is sitting in front of their TV eating some turkey, watching us.
Mental toughness. And physical. Let's walk away with a W so we can celebrate, all right? One on three. One, two, three. Win.
Come on, guys. Got to go start making some plays now.
Looks, fires up the field, and it is intercepted. And the Patriots continue taking the ball away from other teams this season.
To make them keep throwing these damn picks. Got me?
He looks to the end zone, looks to the end zone, rolls to his right, fires right, touchdown.
Right open. Nice job. Good job, Wes.
Way to go,
Ed. Good job,
Ed. Fourth down handoff. No. And Green is going to be hit, trying to fight for yardage. Ball, comes out. Picked up by the Patriots back at the 20-yard line. Steve Gregory, I believe, recovered the fumble.
That's balling. That's balling. That's what I'm talking about. That's balling.
Fires left wide open at the 30, 35, 40, 45, midfield, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown.
That was beautiful.
Way to go, Daniel. Job, Marcus.
Got to resist the urge to relax.
The 5, 10, 15, down ball up in the air. Look at that. Holy Toledo.
It's a stick, man.
When you got him, you got to put the accelerator down and you got to go harder. Harder, okay?
The handoff comes to Ridley to the right side. He's going to stand up into the end zone. Touchdown.
Yes, sir. I know you like this. I know you like this.
Okay, fellas. You know, first of all, you guys won this game during the week. We won it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even a walkthrough today. It wasn't just about tonight, which it was,
but it was about everything that led up to it. That's a damn good job on a short week. Really good job. My Thanksgiving note, appreciate all of you. I really do. Thankful for this team. You guys should be thankful for the opportunity we have. So congratulations. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your families. I appreciate each and every one of you. And we'll see you on Monday.
I just would like to say something. First of all, to the whole team, you made it a great Thanksgiving for all Patriot fans everywhere. And you should all give yourself a hand. It's a great one for us, and to have it be Thanksgiving and have this kind of result. But a member of our family has also made a great accomplishment at this time. Our head coach, Bill Belichick, is only one of eight coaches in the history of the NFL to win his 200th game. So I'm very honored to be here.
Thank you. I didn't win any of them. Players win them. Players win them. You guys won it out there today. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be coach this team. It really is. Hey, man, that's a great job. Go ahead, Drew. You got it.
Hey, here we go. Everybody say, oh, yeah, after what I say. How do we feel about our first Victory Friday?
Oh, yeah!
Woo! Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, first of all, congratulations. I know it was a short week last week. You guys played two games in a matter of, 5 days? Took care of business. But I want to go back to right after the Jets game. You're in the locker room, and practice is important to you, preparation week of. Yet you really stressed it after the Jets game. What stood out to you? What was the big thing that week and why you guys were ready to play that game?
Well, I think it's just how quickly we turned the page. Indianapolis was a good win for us, but by Monday we were into the Jets scout report, into the Jets game plan, walking through Jets stuff on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even Thursday, the morning of the game. We, still had our meetings, but we walked through plays and adjustments and some situations. And so I thought the players really put a lot into the mental preparation, their film study, and the communication, and just being aware and on top of the situations that came up in the game. And we had a good week, and that carried over onto Thursday night.
Fair to say that you know, stressing that point, moving forward here, it's post-Thanksgiving. You talk about that playing well this time of year a lot. Will you use that to kind of fall back on with the young guys?
Well, I think the preparation just becomes more important as the season goes on. First of all, there's more information to work with, and of course, there's fewer games, so each one becomes more important. So, I think this is where you got to really, really stay on top of the personnel, the situations, the tendencies, some of the trends that teams have that can be beneficial in terms of anticipating what's going to happen, but also knowing that some things are going to change up too, and maybe they'll go back to something they had some success with earlier in the year that they haven't shown for a while. So. I think a team that really has a good week of preparation can gain advantage going into the game at this time of the year.
After a win, you say, hey, enjoy it, but then quickly we got to turn that page the next day, get ready for the next opponent. That's stringing games together. You've done it now. You've done it for 5 weeks in a row. Other than offensive production point-wise, what stood out or what stands out from a football team standpoint, other than points scored, that you say, wow, we really do a good job at this?
Well, probably the best thing we've done all year is just the turnover differential. We've protected the ball well, and we've been able to take it away.
They're not freakish. I mean, you guys, these are impact turnovers. You guys force them.
We force some of them, and we've been opportunistic on some other ones. But the bottom line is we've taken the ball away more than we've given it up, and that's I think that's a good side of the ledger to be on.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will rejoin us later in the show as we talk about the Dolphins, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Michael Ho'omanawanui's path to the NFL.
Michael was more athletic, bigger, but he worked harder than anybody.
There he goes. Patriots pick up the fumble, running into the end zone for a touchdown.
I know in a game like that, you don't really see it as much, but there's a lot of room for improvement. We can keep getting better, and we need to keep doing that.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients.
by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Patriots players were at the Old Colony YMCA in Brockton this week to visit with students who belong to the Big Brother Big Sister program.
I know when I was growing up, I tried to listen to all the older people that I came encounter with, and that helped me out a lot. Just to get that advice and to try to throw it into my life was good.
They stress the importance of mentoring as part of the ongoing Celebrate Volunteerism initiative.
I think we always have fun. We get to come do something and it be active. So to come around here, do a few games, and have fun with everybody else, I think we enjoy it just as much as they do.
Welcome back to All Access, everyone. Winners of their last five games, the Patriots face a new challenge this week as a scheduling quirk has them facing a division rival in December for the first time. With more, here's Dan Roach.
After feasting on the Jets Thanksgiving night while running their winning streak to five games, the Patriots returned from a weekend off, rested, and ready to go.
Anytime you get a chance to rest this late in the season, it's good. So hopefully guys took advantage of that. I think we did. Get off our feet and try to get as healthy as we can.
Football, ball on the ground.
Meanwhile, the Pats' ever-improving defense seems to be coming together at the right time. And they're dominating in the turnover department, forcing 16 turnovers over the five-game winning streak.
We're just practicing hard. Guys are trying to get better. We're watching film. We're working on things each week, and, you know, we're showing.
We go against a great offense each and every day in practice. And we're always trying to get the ball off those guys, so I think it helps them as well. But, you know, it's something that we practice.
Patriots suffered a setback this week when Jermaine Cunningham was suspended for four games after testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs.
I think everyone in this locker room is a family, and we're a tight group of guys. So I think that anything that happens, just like in any family, everyone's going to come together.
We have a setup, so as soon as somebody goes down, it's the next man in, and you're expected to perform, just as well as anybody else. So. That's why, we work hard every week, stay mentally and physically prepared.
Up this week, a date with the 5-6 Dolphins in Miami Sunday. A game that, if the Patriots win, will wrap up their 10th AFC East title in the past 12 years.
It's out there, and it's a realistic goal, but it comes down to playing the game, and that's pretty much what we're focused on.
We're trying to win every game we play, and certainly playing against the Dolphins, a team we know very well. Be a nice little day if we can go down there in Florida, which, is always a tough place to play, especially this time of year when we haven't really played in a warm weather game in a while. So it'll be fun.
Now, while everyone's been talking about the Patriots' defense and special teams and the great job they're doing forcing turnovers, how about this from Tom Brady and his offense as far as not turning the ball over? In the five-game winning streak the Pats are riding, Brady has been sacked just twice and has zero interceptions. Pretty good stuff. From the CBS scene in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachy, thank you very much for joining us now. It's Patriots safety Stephen Gregory, and you couldn't have asked for a better homecoming coming off that Jets game.
Yeah, definitely.
Going back to New York, right?
It was awesome, to be back home. All my family and friends were out at the game. It definitely was a good one.
You had an interception. A fumble recovery, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get better than that all
no,
one game.
No, definitely not. There's some good stats right there. Some of that stuff, though, is, other guys doing their job and creating opportunities for me on the fumble that I picked up and scored. That, right place, right time, I guess, on that one. So, it was a good overall team effort. We made a lot of big plays, especially in the special teams game. Offense was playing well. When you put it all together like that, it's fun to be out there and playing a game like that.
Do you see this defense starting to come together now?
I do. The guys have been working really hard every week, putting in the work, the extra time in the film room, the extra time together talking and trying to work things out of everybody being on the same page and really focusing in on our techniques and things like that. So it's building. It's still building. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of room for improvement. I know in a game like that you don't really see it as much, but there's a lot of room for improvement, and we can keep getting better, and we need to keep doing that.
Well, the injury bug hit you guys early on, but you've come back from injuries. Chung is back now.
Right.
communication-wise with everybody back? Aqib Talib, the new guy. Right. How's the communication going back?
It's going great. You know, like I said, there's still room to grow. Aqib, you know, he's only been here a couple weeks, so you know, there's still room to improve. But it's going really well so far. I mean, we're really starting to get to know each other's tendencies and characteristics. So, you know, anytime you could start putting that stuff together and making that gel, it's gonna go a long way out there on Sundays.
Creating turnovers. Mm-hmm. This team is starting to do more and more of that each week. Do you see this defense? Is that what you guys are emphasizing in practice?
Definitely. I mean, that's a huge part.
How do you practice that?
Yeah, that's a huge part of what we do. You know, we want to be a ball hawking defense, a team that can create turnovers, get the ball back to our offense, because we know the more opportunities we can give to them, the more times they can have a chance to go score. So we want to give them good field position and things like that. So turnovers, you know, it comes in ways of interceptions, fumbles, things like that, but also in ways of three and outs and causing a team to punt and things like that. So that's what we'd like to get to go a little bit more, you know, get them to on third downs, you know, cut down to third down.
Sure.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, but we every week we work on creating turnovers, stripping the ball, picking the ball off.
Is it a punching technique? Is that a?
There's all types of techniques, man.
You gotta stand one guy up and try and rip the
ball.
Any
way you can get that ball out, that's the perfect technique if that ball pops out.
Hey, good luck.
All right.
And hopefully you will play that eight game.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Gregory, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
From the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting nugget. According to Twitter reports, on the Tuesday following the Week 3 Monday Night Football affair in Seattle, the last game with replacement referees, NFL headquarters in New York received 70,000 voicemails from fans complaining about the officiating. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
Today's no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI, Teddy Bruschi's choice for life insurance. Visit SBLI.com for a free quote.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach rejoins me now, and we talk about the Dolphins. All right, here we go. Is it odd that we're playing them for the first time, but it's first weekend in December, yet it's a divisional opponent, new coaching staff? You look at the Dolphins, are they in essence the same team? They got guys like Cameron Wake and company, but are they doing some of the same things they did in the past? Or is it all different?
Well, I think there's some degree of carryover. Certainly there's carryover in the personnel, and defensively, you know, there's a little bit of carryover from their defensive staff. Special teams coach is the same, Rizzi's the same, and so there's a lot of carryover in the kicking game. But, you know, we see some of the same guys offensively. Hartline as their vertical guy, Bess is their, you know, is a big third guy, down guy for them. Bush, of course, is you know, a very dynamic player. So there's a lot of familiar faces there.
All right, playing in noisy environments, you like to do certain things, maybe crank up the speakers. Going down to Miami, where the temperature, I think, is going to be in the high 70s. It's been a mix of snow and rain here over the last week. You see what happened in the Seattle game. You're going to have Johnny Bankston maybe turn on the sprinklers, have you guys run a couple snaps on offense. Get them ready to play?
I'd like to turn up the heat here this week. That'd be good. We'd love that.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. And it comes from Kevin Boo 15. He asks, Coach, when you prepare for games and you look at your opponent, do you concentrate on their strengths or do you really try and dig in, look for the weaknesses, and attack them when you formulate your game plan?
Yeah, well, it's a great question, Kevin. It's a combination of both. I think you have to do both. You have to see what their strengths are and figure out how you're going to stop them. And then figure out where you feel like you have advantages on the matchups and figure out how you can get to them because, of course, they'll be trying to protect those. They won't make it easy for you. So you've got to be creative and find ways where you can get your matchups, the ones you feel like are in your favor, that you can take advantage of them. But at the same time, you've got to be able to negate what they do well because if not, then they'll just keep doing it. Then it just becomes a steamroller. So at some point, you got to take away their strengths.
All right, Coach, good stuff. If you want to ask the coach a question like Kevin did, you got to follow us on Twitter, at Patriots. And don't forget to hashtag it, AskBB. We'll be back with the Belestrator later in the show. A little bit of Cameron Wake, a little bit of Reggie, maybe some special teams.
You got it.
All that stuff. All right, don't move. The Belestrator later in the show, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Here's a look at the same play from the end zone.
Later, Coach Belichick introduces us to the Miami Dolphins on the Belestrator.
Very disruptive front, both in a running game and in the passing game.
But first, find out what Patriots special teams coach Scott O'Brien does when he's not on the football field.
Every day you can get out to fish is a good day, just like game day.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Congratulations to Auburn High School coach Jeff Cormier. He's our Bob's Discount Furniture Coach of the Week. Auburn completed an undefeated regular season with a resounding win over Oxford on Thanksgiving Day. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Auburn High School football program in the name of Jeff Cormier.
1, 2, 3, Rockets!
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
The Patriots special teams has produced touchdowns in each of the last two wins. Coach Scott O'Brien is a football lifer who's in his second stint as a special teams coach with Bill Belichick. When he's not devising the latest type of punt return, Coach O'Brien enjoys fishing out on the Great Lakes in Wisconsin, as we found out on a lazy summer day this past July.
Kewaunee, great freshwater fishing. Salmon, but to me the area is great for fishing, period. Kewaunee's an old fishing village. It's really laid back, quiet. Gives me a chance to do what I enjoy doing besides coaching football.
We're Bud's crew. Four sons.
We have like a little contest. It's called the Bud Memorial. And the rules aren't set for this year. They kind of change from year to year. But we go out and we have a fishing contest. And if it's going to be the biggest, the most, maybe the least, the first, whatever it is, it's just a time to get together, to do something we all enjoy doing, fishing and spending time together in a competition that's fairly friendly.
I think Rob caught six. I think we caught six, and I think Scott and Clunky caught one.
Yeah, maybe the biggest one running for that spot.
That's what you get. Mad skills right there.
Day one, 11 o'clock, we'll be back early because we're not losing this one.
It's really not a contest. It's more of a fish outing because someone keeps winning the contest. But I don't want to.
Someone keeps changing the rules all the time.
God, I didn't even bring the trophy back from Wyoming. I just knew that we were going to retain the title, so I just kept it there.
Well, I figure that Scott and I will have the lead by tomorrow. We just spotted you guys a bunch of fish. That's all we did. So, yeah.
We'll be fishing 3:30 in the afternoon, and we'll fish till about 11 or after the night bite, hopefully clean some fish. That time it's maybe midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. We're back on that water at 3 o'clock in the morning. So it goes like that for 3 days. So there's not a lot of sleep and a whole lot of fishing.
We've got two spoons and
three
flies.
No, we don't. Really?
Yeah.
Boy, sure nice out here.
Yeah.
all about setting lines, getting your downrigger set, getting your boards out or your dipsies or what, and just put it on autopilot and start fishing. Every day you can get out to fish is a good day, just like game day. My grandfather was a sportsman. I mean, he loved to fish. So that's how I got involved in the outdoors of fishing.
Now, are you guys heading south, or are you coming in behind us?
We're one behind with a boat that has 15 lines out, so where are we? If you're competitive, it's not okay. It's not okay to lose. I get a chance to do things that I enjoy doing. It's kind of a time to charge your batteries, get fresh going into the season. So we're gonna catch some fish. You catch fish, it's like to me winning a game. It's satisfying because it's, you know, what we like to do.
Yeah, we've been grafting a lot of fish, but like Punky says, they're taking a nap. They're just suspended.
That's a nice thing about fishing. If you don't catch a fish, it's been a great experience. That's the nice thing about it.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette Pro Fusion. Miami Dolphin Week. Now, Miami Dolphin Week means another rookie quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. Remember in 2001 when the Patriots won? Extensions of the running game, get the ball out of the young quarterback's hand fast as you can. That guy is Reggie Bush, though. On what route?
They're going to run the swing pass.
There you go.
Let's just show the swing pass real quick, and then we'll show you three different ways they run it. It's really just running outside really quick. Quick pass, a quick way for the running back to outflank the defense and then get in space, make somebody miss. So a couple ways the Dolphins can run this. First way, right,
I'm in the shotgun. So they put the kid in the shotgun. So it's just straight out. So this is how they handle a blitz coming this way. I get the snap, boom. Little extension right there. That's a quick, easy throw for Ryan Tannehill to get the ball in his hands. Another way, off play action fake, under center. Once they get the running game going, boom, I come out. There's the fake with the counter. Another easy little flip.
Okay.
It keeps the reads minimal for him. And another now, big one, which can help him decipher coverage.
Now, this one is exactly. You're going to find out if it's man or zone. A big key for a rookie quarterback. In motion, in the slot. Here it come in motion. I'm Reggie Bush. Ball is snapped. I'm on the run. I catch it. And as soon as I catch it, I'm running downhill. I have a lot of speed, a lot of motion. Tough tackles and tough for the defense to read.
And that's not an easy throw to make for a kid. That's a back moving away and upfield. It's difficult. We've showed you the angle. We showed you the option. The swing route is getting the ball in that guy's hands as fast as you can.
Yep, and this is your turf segment.
Go. Ah!
First time I saw Michael play was in the JFL, they call it here. It's a little league guys. Michael's dad was coaching with us. We went one weekend to watch him play. I think it was probably in fifth or sixth grade, and he was pretty impressive. Couldn't wait to get him to high school. Yeah, he was actually our water boy when he was really younger. He came to all the games. Was the water boy? He was one of them guys who ran out onto the field, you know, and stood real attentively right next to his dad. We're the small fish in a big pond. We're a very small school. Everybody that we play is double our size. We play bigger schools. Our guys just play hard, and they just do their job and are very focused. And I think that's what we did for Mike, is to keep all that odd stuff, all whatever negative stuff you have, and just work hard and be a good teammate and be a good football player, and everything else take care of itself. Michael was one of those kids, and I, you know, sometimes he was always the best player on the field. And sometimes the best player on the field isn't always the hardest worker. He just worked as hard, if not harder, than anybody else. And, you know, I think that carried him through, whether it be high school with us, when he went on to the University of Illinois. He was a great player over there and with the Rams and now with the Patriots.
Complete there to Ho'omanawanui.
I think I had a little part. Jim Malinowski, our O-line, had a lot of part of it. Whole thing is about teaching them the right way and the way to do it. And Michael Ho'omanawanui was a very special time. In those 4 years we had a chance of coaching him, it was very special because he was a very excellent football player and a better person.
That was Michael Ho'omanawanui's path to the NFL.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellustrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. We're on to Miami, Coach. New staff, but what are we taking a look at here?
Well, they're a very disruptive front. They do a real good job with their pass rush and their inside players. Of course, it all starts with Cameron Wake, and that's Wake up at the top of the screen here. This is against Howard with the Jets, and, you know, he turns the corner so quickly, comes in there and strip sacks Sanchez. He's a really dynamic player, both on his edge rush. This is the same play from the end zone, both on his edge rush, and also he has the quickness and the power to come up and under. But, here he's able to get Howard's outside arm, mm-hmm. turn that corner flat. And, of course, along with this play, this is Starks, the three technique, power rush and Dukas there. You know, it's no place for the quarterback to step up with the edge rush and the inside. They just sandwich him right there. It's a good, very good front, good pass rushing group, and, Wake's one of the top rushers
in
the league.
We've seen Chandler Jones, Ninkovich do that for you guys, too, get upfield, turn that corner, and get downfield this year.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's so important. Those edge guys that just run up the field and pass the quarterback don't do much. It's the ones that can really turn the corner and get downhill on it. Soliai, inside rusher, along with Starks, and those guys really do a good job, again, of not letting the quarterback step up in the pocket. We talk a lot about the Dolphins' edge rush with Wake, and it's good, and Vernon and Koumissi, but, the inside pressure that they get from Starks and Soliai and Audric is really impressive, too.
Again, that ball's out. That's scoop and score?
I think they called him down on this. But this is... this is Soliai here inside, and again, he just kind of forklifts the guard, center back, walks right into the pocket there. Just, no place for Dalton to go, and so it's a good, like I said, a very disruptive front, both in a running game and in a passing game, and they get a lot of balls out. Wake and Misi, Soliai, Starks, they've all had strip sacks where they... knock the ball off the quarterback.
So real important communication up front for you guys, cross the board with Scar and getting the ball out of Tom's hands as fast as you can.
Yep, and standing up to him. And, here's Soliai in a running game. He's just as disruptive against the run as is Starks and Audric. When you get the nose guard 5 yards in the backfield there when the ball's handed off, it's tough sledding. So it creates a lot of second and 12, second and 13s, third and 10s.
Last thing you want to be in on the road, those type of long
absolutely.
Distance. Yeah. All right, special teams.
Well, the Dolphins probably rush as many punts as any team in the league. They're a very good punt-blocking team, and this is a big play against the Jets. Jimmy Wilson coming in here on the twist, and you can see that, the Dolphins have it timed up nicely. They walk up into the line, kind of anticipate the snap, and Wilson, comes in here behind on the twist, flattens out, makes the block, Vernon scoops it up for an easy touchdown. They've blocked kicks, they've blocked field goals, and they're a good kick return team. They're a good coverage team, so they're really strong in the kicking game.
Got your hands full. That's one of the constants you did say. Special teams coach is there. They're still solid on special teams. All right, moving on here, kick return.
Well, this is Thigpen in the Buffalo game. This starts off as a, looking at it from the kicking team, a left return. Buffalo kind of overplays it here. They start to slide over. They see the wedge coming this way and start to move over here, and Thigpen hits that seam and cuts it back. And, he's a strong runner. He's got good speed, but he can make guys miss, run through arm tackles, and, doesn't need a lot of room. But he's dangerous up the middle. He's also dangerous running to the corner. Very impressive punt and kickoff returner. Does a good job of both, and we can see on this play he's definitely got the speed to go the distance.
divisional opponent on the road. I know you got your work cut out for you. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, there you go. There's your Bellustrator. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna. This week in Totally Patriots, Justin Francis gets down in Pat's chat.
I hit it with a two-step.
Plus, we check in with Professor Fritz. He's going to break down some of Kyle Arrington's amazing interceptions from last season.
Wow, I'd like to be Kyle for a while. If he were a lion, I'd hate to be a buffalo within his senses.
You won't want to miss it. Catch us Saturdays at 10 a.m. on MyTV 38.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And here's how I want to start out. Are we buying the defense? 49-19 win over the Jets. They embarrass the Jets. But are we buying the Patriots' defense?
Well, I think you have to take everything in relative terms. Earlier in the season, they had some bad offenses they were going against.
Yep.
And they were having a hard time stopping them. Now they're going against these same bad offenses. With the Jets, the same team that scored 26 points the first time, and they completely shut them down, and they're forcing all these turnovers. They're making big plays. Yes, I understand it can be a dangerous way to play when you have to force a turnover, but you have to look at it in small steps here. I think the improvements here have been evident the last week or two, mm-hmm. and let's see if they can build on it. But you have to love the ability to take the football away.
Yeah, that's the identity of this defense, the plus 24 turnover differential. So you take the way they take the ball away on defense combined with the way they take care of it on offense, and it's a good formula to win, Steve. My question would be, that day when those turnovers don't come, like we saw in the Jets playoff game a couple years ago, are they still good enough to get the job done? And it's been convincing the last 2 weeks, but I do still have some doubts.
One thing I do want to bring up, because we've been spoiled around here, and it should not be overlooked, and it hasn't been overlooked really, is Bill Belichick's 200th win. We expect this guy to win. The Brady-Belichick combination, you know, it's just been glorious through the years. And yet, it's another win to Bill Belichick, but it's a big milestone.
Yeah, well, it is. And, I think it was faster than Chuck Knoll to 200 wins. I think there's only about eight guys. Or, Mike, you're really good with these stats. I don't want to miss it. He's the eighth guy to do it. So one thing about it, Steve, though, I think Bill sort of makes it hard for us to make a really big deal out of it because he
downplays it?
Yeah, he downplays it so much. He doesn't really want us talking about it. He's always talking about how he doesn't do any of the blocking or catching or throwing. It's the players, and he says he's been fortunate enough. But I think we all know differently. We know that this is a guy who is truly exceptional at what he does, and putting together a winning program that has sustained success now for over a decade, that has more than just a little to do with coaching. There's nothing fortunate about being surrounded about great players. He has put himself in position to win those games.
That's the stuff that stands out to me. Look around the league, and I see some bad coaching guys.
Oh, God.
And then you look at this, and it's not just good coaching. It's good coaching over time. I mean, how many teams can say since the year 2001 that they've been in the hunt every year you have a chance? And I think here in New England, in this region, I do think it's fair to say we take that for granted. And I almost guarantee it, Steve, there's going to be a time 10 years from now, 15 years from now, where there's a couple down years, and we say, man, I wish we appreciated that Belichick era a little bit more.
Miami Dolphins, a team that the Patriots historically have struggled in Miami over the years. Now, you guys may say, not recently, not recently, but I'm going to throw out a stat because Tom Brady has never won in Miami in December. Surprise you?
Anytime Tom Brady doesn't have a positive record, it surprises me. It gets to Mike's point about taking it for granted. You just automatically assume they beat everybody in every,
like
home,
a drum.
Away, neutral field, Thursday game, Saturday, whatever it is, they win. So he's 0-3 in Miami in December. We'll see how that goes. It is a bit of a trap game because I do think that the Patriots have played some really good football and they're playing against a team that is average at best, but I think you have an opportunity to lock down the division on Sunday. I think that's really good motivation. And I also think that you're building something here, and I think that they want to continue that development we talked about at the top on defense. You want to continue that. You want to keep taking the football away. I don't think there's a reason that perhaps they could get caught sleeping. I just don't think it will be the case.
Prediction time.
I like to see the turnovers continue. This is a team that, and Ryan Tannehill, I think, is a promising young quarterback, but I think 12 interceptions against only 7 touchdowns. This, to me, seems like another one of these continuations of you take the ball away, you get a big lead, 38-23.
I'll go 31-17 Patriots. You know, you look at the Dolphins and you say they beat the Seattle Seahawks last week, but a couple weeks before, they lose big to the Tennessee Titans. So I still think there's a big gap here between the Patriots and the next team in the AFC East. I do think the Dolphins are the next team in the AFC East, over the Bills, over the Jets, but I like the Patriots to win.
Well, I'm certainly not betting against Brady. I think this is the weekend he gets it done.
One in Miami.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great weekend, everyone. See you later.